I know why you're here. You've had a bellyful of bullshit, political correctness, namby-pamby, nicey-nice, groupthink, cookie-cutter, pansified, sanitized radio and podcasts, huh? You want real. You want authentic. You want truth. Welcome to the club. That Larry Show is an exclusive, not inclusive, exclusive club for those who know what time it is. Each week we meet here at the crossroads of madness and enlightenment. We load up on some laughs and winning strategies. We'll help you face any situation and emerge victorious. And most importantly, you shall do so and TNS. That's take no shit. Isn't that the key to life? To cruise through the relentless barrage of shit-spraying AK-AK guns manned or womanned by assholes. Assholes at work, school, wherever. And then emerge unscathed and triumphant. By supporting this show, you not only ensure an uninterrupted supply of me for yourself and your fellow club members, you help sustain the fight for truth, real justice, and a shit-free America.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
What you heard before the show theme is sort of a mission statement, I guess a constitution of this show. I read it verbatim from the Patreon page. Those few words really summarize why I do this show. Well, sure, I enjoy it, but while I'm having fun, I'm also playing Paul Revere. Except I'm not yelling that the thought and speech and behavior police are coming or that they are here. I'm telling you they are winning. They are wiring our jaws shut and manacling our hands and choking off our ability to speak and be heard online and everywhere else. They are winning because we have allowed ourselves to be buried in their bullshit. Their intentionally deceptive and misleading language that is crafted with the sole purpose of camouflaging lies and advancing their agendas. The masses now swallow their lies and don't even realize they've just consumed pure, toxic shit. And folks, we are what we eat. Case in point is a story this week. The Under Armour company has just lit up the internet with mea culpas and virtue signaling. It's a $10 billion outfit, and the co-founder, CEO, has just laid down a new PC edict. No more entertaining clients at strip clubs on the company dime. The story's in the Wall Street Journal. That would be the same Wall Street Journal, by the way, that just deprived cancer-afflicted children of $26,000 in research funding because some grimbo reporter at the Journal didn't like the fact that the money was raised in a YouTube super chat where some of the comments may have been inappropriate. I didn't see the chat in question, but whatever happened to the old bromide, it's for a good cause. There's only two causes in the new orthodoxy: groupthink and the death of freedom. Kids with cancer? They better be damn sure they get their funding from sources the behavior and speech Nazis have approved. Otherwise, fuck 'em. But back to strip clubs and Under Armour. Here's how the story was reported on CNBC by Sue Herrera, a matronly-looking peroxide blonde who is struggling to tamp down her giddy satisfaction with this story of the new white-collar crime, men being men. Just listen.
This is a Wall Street Journal report that says over many years, executives and employees of Under Armour, the sports apparel company, including the chairman and chief executive Kevin Plank, went with athletes and co-workers to strip clubs after corporate events, and often the company paid for that. They would put the charges on their corporate card.
Ooh, how shameful. Strip clubs with pro athletes and clients? And Under Armour picked up the tabs? What a disgrace.
They will no longer be able to do that, apparently. And as a result of that investigation by the Wall Street Journal...
This is what the Wall Street Journal is investigating? This? Whether a corporation entertains clients and athlete endorsers at titty bars? Exactly which SEC rule would that violate? Or maybe it's an OSHA infraction, huh? Some lap dancer might motorboat some guy with her 36 Ds and cause serious injury.
Under Armour has just issued a statement that says, quote, "We have addressed these serious allegations of the past and will continue to address workplace behavior that violates our policies. Inappropriate behavior that challenges our values or violates our policies is unacceptable. It will not be tolerated."
We'll continue to address workplace behavior. I'm confused. So Under Armour has offices at titty bars?
They're only stopping the expensing of that now. It suggests it used to be permitted.
Well, listen to that. A snowflake from across the pond.
It used to be permitted?
Yes, Montague. Many other things were once permitted.
Smoking, drinking at lunch, flirting with women, having all sorts of organic, spontaneous fun. Thank God they've done away with that. Now we can safely wank in private to hentai and cuckold porn.
It was permitted outright, according to the Wall Street Journal. They are saying that over the years, executives, employees, and the athletes that were signed to Under Armour after corporate events would go to strip clubs and they would use their company card to pay for that and then put in for reimbursement. They will no longer be able to do that.
Now listen to this. From out of the ether comes a 20-something blonde, a younger, more natural and slender blonde to weigh in with even more shocking virtue-signaling details. Lest we think the story stems from an angry matron, just listen to 20-something blondie.
I will just say that is the headline, but there's actually a much bigger story here about company culture, workplace culture, and there's no specific allegations against CEO Kevin Plank, which I think is important, but of a sort of bro-like culture.
Bro-like culture? Who is blondie slurring here? Sounds like a slur to me. What do you think? You know what, gang? I think we've got ourselves a new C-word. Because these behavior cops are saying culture with the same disdain they had for the old C-word, aren't they?
Culture, workplace culture, bro-like culture.
Deeper corporate culture.
Culture. Culture.
Deeper corporate culture.
Culture. Bro-like culture.
Culture.
Well, thank God the Wall Street Journal and Sue Herrera and Montague and Blondie put a stop to this and are holding Kevin Plank accountable. You have to wonder how this edict is going to affect Under Armour's bottom line. I have a brief statement from Under Armour Chairman and CEO Kevin Plank, but before I go there, I want to ask your help. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know I have a fascination with words and how they can be distorted and redefined to push an ideology. Deceptive words are the main weapon of PC culture because a lot of people out there just don't give a shit about words. Not just low IQ types, but sometimes high IQ STEM types. And since I began this show, I've wanted to compile a glossary of all the words that weasels use to fake people out and fuck us over. What do I mean? Well, here's a couple that aren't going away. Access to. As in access to birth control. Advocates of free birth control used to say free birth control. But there was a problem with that phrase. It was truthful. So now they say access to birth control, which is pure bullshit. When you hear the phrase access to birth control. It sounds as if there are armed guards down at Rite Aid or CVS or every fucking gas station in America denying people access to Trojans or prescriptions for orthotricycline. So the mouth-breathing morons who never question words think,
Why shouldn't somebody have access to birth control?
When they should be thinking, why should I be paying for somebody else's birth control? If someone doesn't have $6 for a box of Trojans, maybe they shouldn't fuck until they do. That's what I mean by compiling a glossary of all the words these lying Marxist shitbags use to get their way. What's that old bromide? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step? Well, damn straight. So I'm going to start this glossary right here with the statement from the CEO of Under Armour, this Kevin Plank guy. And as I read it, I'm going to sound two alarms for certain words. Words that are either deceptive bullshit, or dog whistles. Of course, real dog whistles are silent, so we'll just use that referee's whistle instead. Ready? Here we go. This is his statement. Our teammates...
Bullshit.
No, that was not a mistake. In this context, teammates is bullshit. Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw and shortstop Corey Seager are teammates, right? If they get in a beef, can Seager fire Kershaw? Fuck no. They're teammates. The people who work for Kevin Plank at Under Armour are not teammates. They're employees. Stop the bullshit, Kevin. I went off on similar bullshit way back in episode 9. Larry destroys Disneyland. They call their employees cast members. Isn't that cute? Hey, don't cast members have lines from a script, right? What lines does the guy who mops the toilet have,
Have a nice shit, sir.
And in that episode, I was furious because the same PC hags who are so pissed about strip club visits were furious about Princess Jasmine's sexy genie pants and crop top. So they demanded she cover up. And of course, Disney immediately acquiesced. Their demands had nothing to do with Jasmine's outfit being too skimpy. Any chick on a beach shows way, way more skin, even in a one-piece. It was simply about women who looked at Jasmine and thought, that trim and toned bitch reminds me that I look like shit. So I'm going to complain and make it about decency and role models and anorexia and every other lie I can dream up. And now, the Jasmine cast members at Disneyland walk around in outfits that cover everything but faces and hands. So Mr. Under Armour goes on to say, our teammates deserve to work in a respectful and empowering environment.
Bullshit.
Now there's a twofer from Kevin, huh? Respectful and empowering. Both words are so overused by PC types, it's mind-numbing. Respectful is a dog whistle for political correctness. If the goon in the next cubicle lays down a smokescreen of lingering farts every afternoon after lunching on raw goat's milk and fish heads, you're supposed to respect him, his culture, his cuisine, and his farts. Just because you feel like you're going to vomit doesn't give you the right to hurt someone's feelings. And empowering, that's been the word du jour for years now. Empowering has replaced opportunities, hasn't it? To take advantage of an opportunity through hard work and ingenuity and then rise through the corporate ranks, that's real self-empowerment. But just handing somebody power, what the fuck is that? How about giving them responsibility? That cuts both ways. But empowerment? Meaningless dog whistle bullshit. If you're empowering one person or one group or one class over another, then at the same time, aren't you disempowering somebody else? Usually. Empowerment is a dog whistle euphemism that says, we play identity politics. Now here's where Plank goes off the rails with the PC speak. We believe that there is systemic inequality
Bullshit.
In the global workplace.
Bullshit.
And we
Bullshit.
Will embrace this moment
Bullshit.
To accelerate the
Bullshit.
Ongoing meaningful
Bullshit.
Cultural transformation
Bullshit.
That is already underway at Under Armour. We can and will do better.
Bullshit.
Oh, Jesus, where to begin? Systemic inequality in the global workplace. Well, very few Under Armour garments are American made. Most are produced in Vietnam, India, China, Indonesia, and Honduras. How much do you figure they're paying those team members? Do they get medical benefits and pensions? 401k? Is that the global inequality to which Kevin Plank is referring? Then he says we will embrace the moment. Embrace is a total dog whistle. It means comply. The word that embrace replaced was tolerance. And I'm okay with that word. I might not enjoy it when the guy next door plays Taylor Swift at his barbecue party. But maybe he doesn't enjoy my music. We have to tolerate each other. That's how things work. But embrace says, whatever the fuck it is, you have to wrap your arms around it and hug it close and breathe it in and lick it like you love it. Embrace may be the single most insidious word in the entire PC Marxist vocabulary. Nobody has to embrace a goddamn thing if they don't want to. But that's not the way the thought, behavior, and speech police see it. You know, I'm actually getting nauseated reading Plank's statement. What's meaningful cultural transformation mean? What that means is, hey, team member, we're going to shove our Marxist rules for living and thinking down your throat and up your ass, and if you don't embrace them, well, we'll transfer you to Team Unemployed. Now, always with these stories, you have to look a little deeper. Seems that not too long ago, Under Armour CEO Kevin Plank made a public statement embracing the economic policies of the president. You know where that got Under Armour? Instant boycott, and sales plunged. Then Under Armour, which had always been marketed as a high-end premium-priced product, began to languish in warehouses. And so, to unload mounting inventory, they started distributing it to downscale discounters like Kohl's, DSW, and Famous Footwear. Guess what that did to the brand's image? What would happen to Rolex or Chanel or Cartier if their stuff started showing up on the shelves at Walmart? That's brand suicide, because brands are known by the company they keep. It appears Under Armour's troubles began when Plank dared voice an opinion the Bolsheviks found offensive. Is he now in a desperate play to do damage control by kissing PC asses? I don't know, but I'm confused. Why are women like matron Sue Herrera or reporter Khadija Safdar at the Wall Street Journal so incensed by businessmen visiting strip clubs? I've covered massive strip club tabs with a corporate card in my career. Why? Because that's where the fucking client wanted to go. That's why. I'm not a big fan of strip clubs myself. I'd rather touch and not look than look and not touch. And plenty of women, yes, business women, do enjoy going to strip clubs. Is that, bro culture too? I've been acquainted with several exotic dancers and adult film performers. They're just like anybody else. Some are great people, and some are not. All are just trying to make a living, and often while raising families. What gives these tongue-clicking, finger-shaming matrons the right to denigrate exotic dancers? Are they not people and women? Two? Are these self-righteous asshats at the Wall Street Journal pissed off because many dancers knock down several hundred grand a year and they way out-earn the so-called journalists. And make no mistake about it, the dancers hold all the power over men in those clubs. The men are puppets and human ATMs. Is it envy that's pissing off the sanctimonious bigots? That's what they are. They discriminate against women who use their bodies to make a very legal and lucrative living. Maybe Kevin Plank's balls got shrunken wearing Under Armour compression shorts. And the Wall Street Journal is just a big sheet of asswipe. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again here at the crossroads of madness and enlightenment. And I really do want to put together that PC glossary. So if you have any pet PC words that piss you off, shoot me an email at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll post more content about this episode on the show page at thatlarryshow.com, so swing over there for a look. And while there, click the subscribe by email button so you'll never miss an episode. Oh, and the show is also now on Spotify. Just be sure to tell Google or Alexa that you want That Larry Show podcast. If you leave off podcast, they get confused. Lastly, why not join the Take No Shit Dojo and enjoy all the goodies that comes with membership, like more than 24 bonus episodes and signed books with custom recordings and more? Just click the Patreon button at thatlarryshow.com. Come back and hang with us this Sunday for Sinner Sunday, where we have an episode shaping up you won't want to miss. Do you think Indiana Jones and that Ark of the Covenant jazz was Hollywood fiction? It wasn't. They've been doing some digging over there under the Temple of Mount, and what they're finding will blow your mind. So come hang with us this Sunday. And until we meet again, take no shit.